Agostinho's health is getting in the way of his touring schedule now. He had to cancel a London performance for Kevin Hart's Beat Weekend because doctors told him not to fly. He also rescheduled his Dubai and Abu Dhabi performances because he hasn't been cleared for long flights.
Wow.
You remember that same thing was with Rick Ross?
Yeah.
And Weezy?
Yeah.
What is that about? Mm. What do they all have in common?
What do you think?
Performers.
Okay, we'll go with that. Right. Waka Flocka Flame went through an airport scanner with 29 rounds plus one in the chamber.
Wow, are you serious?
How do we know? Well, number one, he was arrested. Plus, TSA posted a picture on Instagram. Yes, they have. Well, they didn't say it was Waka. What they were saying was, listen, this dude, they didn't say who it was. They didn't name it, but they say all he had to do was check the bag.
And
he could have done it if he checked
it. It makes you ask yourself one question.
Yeah.
How high was he
right.
to forget that you got one in the chamber right. and 29 rounds of ammunition?
He right. probably pulled it out and put it on the
exactly. Well, his lawyers were higher.
You want to take my shoes off and my weapons?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. His lawyers must have been higher because guess what their excuse was?
Right.
He accidentally grabbed his girl's bag. So your girl is carrying 29 rounds of ammunition.
Why would she?
And let me see her panties. Does she have
clothes?
Yeah, exactly.
One in the chamber, huh?
So, Russ, LA police think they know who shot Suge Knight 6 times in the back in August. They, of course, through security cameras, they were able to ID him. However, they still can't prosecute him. They can't arrest him because they need a witness to ID the shooter, and that's not going to happen.
Suge knows who it is, too.
Of
yeah,
course.
He won't do it either.
Oh, no.
How about this? Police in Arizona are looking into accusations that Drake threatened an internet model. Now, remember we were just talking about it a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, this woman, Shay G, told police that Drake sent her a series of threatening text messages after she posted pictures of handbags he supposedly bought her. Now, before going to authorities, she obviously told her daddy, and he was like, hey, man, you better leave my daughter alone.
Oh, wow.
It's twice in 1 month. And Tyga blaming his record label for delaying his fourth album, the gold album, 18th Dynasty. He called out Young Money Entertainment on Twitter for holding him hostage and says he might just release it on his own. Nobody cares. Britt, you got some ratchet reality. Who
really
pregnant?
Really ratchet. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Stevie J announced his wife, Jocelyn Hernandez, is pregnant. But what makes it so ratchet is that Stevie was arrested earlier this year for owing owing $1 million in child support.
Wow. What the heck?
And the Braxton sisters are beefing. A fan tweeted that Tracy's going to get a Grammy, and her sister Tamar tweeted back, do they make a Grammy category for duets with autotune?
Wow.
Why'd she do her own sister like
she
that?
She also said on the show that she is not successful because of Tony paving the way.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was that's Tony and your husband.
I like Tamar, but, you know.
Tamar's the baby.
Yeah.
You know how y'all act, Russ.
Yeah.
Hey, number one, again, have you guys gone to see Gone Girl?
No.
It's number one again.
I'm going to go.
But let me tell y'all what I went to go see.
What?
Dracula Untold. It was so good.
You're probably crying.
With your scary self? Wow.
It was
yeah.
probably not crying. Really, it's
like, didn't Gone Girl black movie? Like a
no. Tyler Perry's
in
it.
You better go on, girl. Girl, you better go on. It should be called Gone On.
Yeah.
I'm Alfreda's. That's all out the way. More stuff. Go to the rest of our morning show.com. If I miss some, just tweet it to me at Alfreda's Flex.